Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Scott Steinberg is our guest. He is the author of Make Change Work for You. He's one of the he's an outstanding keynote speaker, the author of 9 books, including the new one, Make Change Work for You. And he is the CEO of Tech Savvy Global. He's our new friend, Scott Steinberg. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim. How's it going?
It's good to have you back, or good to have you on the show, Scott. I like what you talk about in your book about change. And as you know, I've been talking about change and the velocity of change for a long time with my audience. And so we like hearing other people like you talk about it. And in your book, you talk about what you call a 4-part model for leading change. Talk to us about that.
Sure. Well, that's the FEAR model, F-E-A-R, or focus, engage, assess, and react. And essentially what you have to keep in mind is when it comes to change, all you can do is plan for the worst of times and the best of times. And if something happens, then you have to deal with it practically. All you can do is respond as an emergency responder would and keep taking action. That's the key. So many people, when they struggle with change, a lot of times they might get a negative result to their initial approach to dealing with it. They might roll over and say, okay, I'm not doing this anymore. They might try and ignore change until it's too late and it comes knocking. But really, if you use this 4-part model, it should allow you to be a little bit more successful, because really when talking about dealing with change, it's not a single approach. It's not a single strategy. You will constantly be changing your strategy as you go and get responses to the actions that you take. So you're going to be almost like an emergency responder would, or almost like a military man or woman would. You have to assess the scenario and keep changing your approach as you go. So basically what I'm talking about is the focus part, the F. Essentially, when you're faced with a seeming challenge, you have to study it from all angles, get to know it, really understand what the problem is that you're facing, and think about, okay, what is the best response that I can offer in return to this? How can I deal with that, and how can I address it?
And this is the kind of thing that you also need to have your people help you with, right? I mean, you need to get your people around you to help you stay focused on these, because focus there are a lot of things to be focused on, aren't there?
Absolutely. Well, you can imagine, you know, the biggest challenge when we face change is that oftentimes it strikes us unexpectedly, and we begin to worry about what that change will bring, and we begin to fear what might happen, and our fears tend to get a little bit overblown. And so we don't really manage to be less emotional and think about things from a more practical standpoint. Mm-hmm. And it always helps to have perspective. In fact, what you find more often than not is innovation is simply a matter of perspective, and slight shifts in strategy and thinking can be hugely powerful. So having the right people around you and having people who are willing to offer you different perspectives and different viewpoints is going to be key to success.
So once you know what you're focused on, then you engage it.
That's right. Well, absolutely. So it's one thing to talk about having a plan of action and building a plan of action, but you actually have to put that plan of action in motion. So a lot of us may say, well, we're worried about what's going to happen in our careers. We don't know if there's a future in this industry, or perhaps our business isn't doing as well as it has in the past, and we're seeing product lines or services that are not performing as well as they have in past years. Well, okay, if we're seeing that and we have an idea of what we can do in response, then we actually have to do it, right? And we have to keep executing on that plan and seeing how our plan is received by the marketplace. And this, by the way, can range from anything from going back to night school to get a degree. It can range from starting a side business. It can range from starting a new product line or new service
or getting closer to customers to find out what their expectations are.
Well, that's a funny thing. You know, if you look, there's tons of studies, and every time they look at the world's top market leaders to see what makes them so successful, they find the number one source of competitive advantage is, in fact, listening to customers. Mm-hmm. But most businesses do not have a way to do that.
Well, they just don't do it. You know, I've told people for years, if you want to find out what you should be doing next year, ask your customers.
Absolutely. They know better than anybody else, and in fact, everyday frontline employees, often those best poised in the organization to help you spot rising opportunities or trends.
Right.
But anyways, you have
We have to, once we've engaged the issue, then we have to assess. Is this where we review what we've done?
Absolutely, you have to take a look at your strategy and see how it's performing in the marketplace.
Plan versus actual, right?
That's right. That's right. Now you're getting down to nitty gritty and saying, okay, we have spotted a problem. We are taking action. How are we performing? What kind of feedback are we getting? Are we as successful as we expected to be?
We proposed an idea. We made projections. How did the real world turn out against our projections?
Exactly. And once you begin to review that data, you actually get a pretty clear picture as to whether or not you should continue on the same course, or if you need to make some slight modifications, or if you should scrap your plans and try something different. You know, this is a big piece of it, is a lot of times we're so heads down, we're dealing with fires, emergencies, the day-to-day stuff that comes our way, that we don't take a moment to pull back and get a 20,000-foot view and really say, okay, well, we're staying busy, but are we simply on a treadmill at this point, or are we moving closer towards where we're hoping to be in our milestones and goals?
And the last one is react, and is that when we make the adjustments?
Absolutely. This is where you are constantly tinkering, constantly making your assignments and adjustments, and using that feedback that you've gotten as a result of your efforts, looking at whether or not products were successful, or looking at portions. You know, were portions of our plan actually successful? Did we learn anything from any specific effort? Where can we make some tweaks? Where can we make some changes? And then you're constantly tinkering and adjusting to be
I've got to wrap it up. The book is called Make Change Work For You. Give us a website, Scott, please.
Sure, you can go to akeynotespeaker.com or makechangeworkforyou.com to find out more about this book.
Will you come back again, Scott?
Absolutely. Very
love
much
to have,
looking forward to it.
Love to have you back. Good job. Scott Steinberg, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.